La Rabbi Al-Amin. SubhanAllah, I'm trying, I got some technical difficulties. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Al-Amin. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah, Ahmaduhu, Wasta'inu, Wasta'dihi, Wasta'filarahu. That is all praise due to Allah. We praise him, we seek his assistance, we seek his guidance, we seek his forgiveness. Ashhadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu, ashhadu anna Muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. That is, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala karilla musaleen Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, all praise due to Allah. We ask his peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah who sent it down upon us most clear, his book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life, and I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have regard, consciousness, reverence, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And I greet you. Juma Mubarak. I'm trying to get something up here, but it won't come up. It was something a little different I wanted to do, but Allah is the best knower. So we're going to go differently today. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walakat. Kalakna. Kalkna. Insana. Min. Salsalin. Min. Hahmalin. Masnunin. Wajana kalakna kalakna hu min kan kanlu min nari nari naris subhanAllah naris samu samun sadaqallahu wadeen. The translation is as follows. We created man from sounding clay of altered black mud, while before him we created jinn from smokeless fire or scorching wind. And we say, Salak Allah wa Deen, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, Stay Human or Become Jinn. Stay human or become jinn in today's world. And a reported hadith of Muhammad, peace and blessed be upon him, is reported to have said that no baby is born but upon the fitra. And it is his parents, or as we know, it is his circumstances that make him either a Jew or a Christian or a polytheist. And another reported hadith of Muhammad, the peace and presence be upon him, is reported to have said, there is not one of you who does not have a jinn or an angel appointed to be his constant companion. Thereupon the companions asked him, you too, O messenger of Allah? And he said, me too. But Allah has helped me and the jinn has submitted to me. So we open up and Allah says, we created man, the human being. So he's saying the human being. And when we first look at this type of language, of course, we get into this physical man or the spiritual man. It's the thought that we come across and we deal with. And well, in these ayahs, and the first two are the focus for the day and the rest of the come, inshallah, after that and following upcoming khutbahs, inshallah. And we have been given both the physical and the spiritual to me. But we also must look at these to get those meanings out of them. We have to pull the meanings out of them. We know that our bodies are just vessels that hold our beings, and we are spiritual beings having physical experiences. But inside of us are signs too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, the creator. And I bring that up because when Allah says khalaqna, it is Allah, in my opinion, is reminding us that it is him. Even when the grammar might say we, because Allah does not have to say I. And we know he does not have any partners. Allah creates. It is Allah who is the ultimate creator. Allah created the insan, the human being, the man, mankind. He created him out of this salim, right? This comes from the root word of salah. And it means dry earth. It means clay. And it also means to sound or clank. And of course, the meaning of a ringing or a sounding clay. This means that it emits sound when it's touched. And we know around the country you have different types of clay. You know, in the south they have a red clay. And up north where I spent most of my youth, they have more of a gray clay. And they even have a yellow clay. And think about the different shades of clay that's all around the world. And Allah says, behold, we created you out of a male and a female, and we made you into nations and tribes. And see that connection. So right now, this creation is mankind. And we're speaking of humanity, the body, number one. But in this are signs, number two. You know, so how do I look like a piece of clay? When you look at a piece of clay and you look at your skin, you look at yourself, you say, how do I look like a piece of clay? How am I formed? How am I formed from a piece of clay? And you say symbolism. That's the first thing that may come to mind, but inside of that symbolism is truth. We are being given something from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if we say that this is just picture language, don't get caught up in it. That might be right in some things. But how many of us have ever been in the room with a cadaver? Either performing the janazah rituals or for some other reason. Well, when I was in college for the first time, and you know, and I wasn't doing much there, but when I was on work study, and my job at night was working as a janitor for the School of Medicine. And I would clean the floor. Yeah, I had a floor. I had a whole floor in the School of Medicine. And one thing that I had to do was empty the trash in every room. And one of those rooms happened to be the cadaver room. Now, it wasn't the favorite room that I wanted to go in at that time. And some nights, you know, it would be empty and some nights it would be full. And I'm not talking about the garbage. But the point I'm making is when I went into the room, it smelled just like clay. It was a distinctive smell. No other room smelled like this. The rooms where they did surgeries and stuff like that on animals, it didn't smell like this. It was a distinctive smell. Now, I grew up playing with clay as a child. And I know what Play-Doh smells like. I played with dirt. The body smells just like clay. So if this ayah from Allah is telling us that he has made us from clay, believe him. We may not be able to try to really understand, but also believe that there are meanings in the symbolism in the clay. The sounding clay in the ayah is hamma'in, black mud. So there goes a color. And the significance of this color. So I looked it up. I said, where can you find black mud? Because when I said, you know, colors of clay, black didn't come up. And the only place to find black mud, so to speak, is the Dead Sea. Now, what's the significance of the Dead Sea as far as scriptural history is concerned? Now, I'm using this to show that when we think of ourselves, we think of our lives as organic beings. Our creation is organic as well as spiritual. And the use of sounding clay means we are responsive creatures. You know, they say we feed off each other. We respond to each other. We get vibes off each other. That's what it means when we say that sounding clay, you know. Man, I was feeling you on that. We are responsive because the use of this clay, and the term is musnumnin, is made into shape, is molded into shape, is altered. This word also means a mode of life. Mode of life. Allah created us to be in a substance that would be able to hold the type of life he wanted us, when he wanted us, for us, on the earth he was going to put us on. He created us from the same earth he was putting us in. Allah says, while before him, we had created jinn from a smokeless fire. So before the creation of man, Allah had already created the jinn. This is Allah speaking. It's not me. So this can help us understand that there was a creation before man. It was a creation before man's, and so man was after the creation of other creatures. And so here is one thing that's saying it was jinn. There was jinn. But not man in general. There was something before. And we're speaking to this certain type of man. There's a certain man, a type of man. And I use man in a non-sexual sense. And even though I'm bringing up a physical creation, we've been taught that we're still speaking of a type. And in this state that Allah has us at in these eyes, is just a type at this point, because as the eyes continue to be added and the rest of the eyes that come behind it, we get more understanding. But we're only dealing with the first two today, inshallah. So if jinn were here before this creation of the humanity, this creation of humankind, mankind, this clarifies that there are two different types of creatures in their creation, which can be considered their nature or their makeup, right? So however it is for us to understand that, we have to understand that there's two different creatures. So in that, there are connections. Now in the word jinn, in the eye of this one, jannah. And the jinn, this word comes from jannah. Does that sound familiar? How many want jannah? Okay, how many want Jannah? If you don't want Jannah, why are you here? Everybody wants Jannah. Garden, paradise. We want to return back to Jannah, right? And it also means enclosed garden. This is where the word jinn comes from. This is very important. This jinn was created. Here again, Allah is taking credit. When he says that he created the jinn, he's taking credit, which he does not have to take credit for anything. He does not have to take credit for anything. But he has the credit of making the creation. So the jinn is a creation, is from Allah. And the term is Nadris Samum, right? Noom, smokeless fire, scorching wind. You know, I was on my way here and I had my window cracked a little bit. And as I came out 52, it wasn't really no wind hitting my window, but all of a sudden a little wind came in and hit me. And all of a sudden I was like, that's like that scorching wind. Cause whatever was on my mind, that wind hit me. And it just made me just be like, get your mind, you know. So the scorching wind, Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that when we talk about this scorching wind, this smokeless fire, he said, what is it talking about? He says, is every jinn a wicked creature? If every jinn were a wicked creature, Allah wouldn't have created the jinn. The nature of the jinn must not be wickedness, because Allah says, I created the jinn. So now I'm going to throw in this in here. Because we have these creations, and I'm going to throw this in here just now, just to throw this in, but it's not for this, but I'm going to put this in here. Allah says, I have created the invisible beings and men to end up any other that they may worship me, right? We are created. The jinn first, men second, to worship Allah. This is Allah, right? That's another kutbah, But for the direction we're going right now, I bring this up as I end this first part of the kutbah. These creations were created to worship Allah, right? Two different creations, one created before the other, jinn before man, same goal, different circumstances, right? Now let's do this. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was reported to have said that no baby is born but on the fitrah, right? And he say that his parents make him. But we know that it's the circumstances. We know your circumstances change you, because you can grow up one thing because your parents had you something else. But once you get grown, once you go somewhere else, your circumstances can change you and make you something else. So our goals as creation are the same regardless of what we are created at this point. The jinn were created to worship Allah. Humanity was created to worship Allah. The circumstances change us. We are created with a purpose. And in our creation, we are clay, molded into shape. Not just any type of clay, right? But that hema. That hema is a jelly-like fluid, they say, and it takes shape. You know, when you think about the process of the sperm hitting the egg and the process it goes through and how it comes, it takes shape. And it goes through stages. There's a connection in all of that. And that's all in the Quran. Let me go to the second part. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban-nar. Amin. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Stay human or become jinn. Stay human or become jinn. So there's a certain type of clay that's being used. It's mixed with water. Allah says in the Quran, we have created you and then formed you. And for the clay to be properly formed, we must have some moisture added to it. Now it comes soft and it, you know, it's not hard naturally, but it has to have some moisture added to it. You know, good clay is soft. It is not powder soft. That's dirt. But to be formed, it has to have the right amount of water added. Now, if you don't keep the clay moist, it will dry up and you have to be thrown away. I've thrown plenty of Play-Doh away lately for my granddaughter. So I can tell you that if it's left out, it becomes no good. So you must cover it. And you know in the meaning of Jannah, it has the meaning of covered. The jinn are a hidden being, right? The word also means the hidden form, hidden from or to conceal. There is something inside of us that has that jinn nature, just like it is something in the jinn that has our nature. Inside of this word, Jannah, is good and bad. We have to see that. That's obvious. And we can see both in jinn, the good and the bad. Allah says, say, it has been revealed to me that a group of the jinn listened and said, indeed, we have heard an amazing cry. And they are all now wicked. And in the Quran, we learn about how the jinn worked for Prophet Suleiman, alayhi salam. But don't think of these as, you know, ghosts or spooky. We don't do that in Al-Islam. Think of a nature. Our creation, even with the physical explanation, is still a nature. The reason why we must have water, as we know it, is a sign of sensitivities, for one. And it needs to be just the right amount of water to form the correct creation. And you know, water has many meanings, and it means life. One of the meanings, it means life. And you don't use water, then you don't bring the clay to life. You know, you looked at, if you go into a sculpting class, they had the clay on a thing, and they keep putting their hands in the water, and they keep molding the clay. You get the clay to mold properly. And it also means spirit. And you know, it was the spirit that was put into the vessel to make the creation complete. That's coming. You know, we're impressionable. The clay means we're impressionable. Formed means we are put together in a way only Allah wanted us when he created us perfectly, without blemish. And it is our actions, our circumstances that take us out of that. And the jinn nature that we don't, you know, we don't have the same, you know, they don't have the same ability to stay perfect. In that sense, you know, from where we are, because we're different in there. So the scorching wind and the smokeless fire. The point of these are that there's an uncontrolled nature to them. Something inside of them needs to be hidden, covered. You ever heard someone say, I'm glad nobody saw the way you act? You know, I'm glad can't nobody see you do that. That is how the jinn nature can be. But the jinn nature doesn't always hide. The jinn nature doesn't always be another creature. If we allow that scorching wind and that smokeless fire to bake the water out of our own clay, so to speak, you know, make our clay become hard, look at the world today and then think that what Allah has told us and jinn were created not before, not just in any man, but before the man that was being created to be the new leader in this world. The man that Allah wanted to take over this world. That is where I'm going, you know, the story takes us. So there were creatures already, you know, here, but not the type that Allah wanted to lead. So Allah says, and this is not mentioning to the angels. He did not mention the angels yet. He is saying that we created man from sounding clay, of altered black mud, while before we had created jinn from smokeless fire. I'm creating a new and improved creature, organic based, with the ability to have some flexibility to adjust to whatever comes around. We are created to be rational beings. This is why clay was used, because it can be formed, it can be molded, it can be reshaped. It is flexible. And I'm not speaking about our beliefs. I'm not saying we got to change our beliefs with the times. I'm speaking about how the times change, how certain deeds change as the world turns. And yes, it can be baked and someone can become set in their ways, which is what we see in the world today. You know, you allow the jinn nature inside of you to fire you up and you become something of the jinn. Man, Muhammad said that, what is this jinn? It's an aspect of human nature. If the aspect of human nature deteriorates, or if it's misguided, it can degenerate into a devil. Into a devil or to a shaitan, the Satan. And what do Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam tell us? There is not one of you that does not have a jinn appointed to you to be your constant companion. And thereupon they ask him, you too? And he said, but Allah has helped me. I've made my jinn submit to me. And when we see someone going into a masjid during Jumu'ah and do what they've done last week, they have become a shaitan. You look around and you can see how this has become a battle between humankind and the shaitan. They want to return it back to the world that is strictly led by passions. No rational thoughts matter at all. Don't think about it. It is how do you feel about it. Just act on it. That is the jinn nature. You ever been outside, like I said, and that wind just hits you? That's that uncontrollable passions. We've seen the world deteriorate from the human nature into something that is strictly, set up for a shaitan. Not that it's all jinn and that the real nature can't survive and that Allah's will won't prevail. But if you ever wonder what is going on, this is it. That the jinn, you know, they used to hide. It used to be behind the scenes. Now it's on, they're on Twitter, they're on the news channels. They make legislation. They ride around with bumper stickers. They hang out on the corner. They read, they drink, and it's not a color. It's a nature. It's an attitude. It's a thought pattern. It's uncivilized behavior. You know, inside the word gender is the term madness. Can you think of a better word for what we see right now going on in the world? Madness. How can the word gender have so much good and so much bad in it? Right? The prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said that the paradise is but an arm's length from hell. So a paradise has so much good and so much bad, and the paradise but an arm's length from each other, it's going to be so close. Jannah is so close to Jahannam. They even sound so much alike. And I believe Allah knew this condition was going to be present when he created us. He knew. He's all-knowing. Because he knew the jinn nature was like this. They were like this before. They were like this before we, and I say we because this was going on before he created the human, that new human being. That new human being that was going to accept his guidance. That new human being that was going to accept his messengers, that new human being that was going to accept his Quran, that new human being that was going to accept Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was going to take a different type of creature for that. But he was warning us that you are special. He is warning us that you're a special creation. But you can fall into that jinn nature if you don't do what you must do. You know, understanding, you know, that, you know, not learning how to control those jinn-like behaviors has led us to where we are in the world. Not having the right amount of sensitivities and the right amount of water, that spirit, you know, has kept us, you know, to keep us from drying up. You know, there's a saying that I don't want to become an old, dusty person. And that's not a remark about age. It's a remark about how somebody acts. It's just set in their ways, no flexibility, my way or the highway. 2019, this world we have seems to be the regime that is just cracking apart. You know, dry clay, when it gets so old, it just cracks apart. That's what the world is doing. That regime is so rigid, has all baked out of it, it's cracking apart. You know, they say the flame is turned up. You know, why do they push that saying turned up so much? Because they want everybody to turn up. Turn up your passions. They don't want you to be balanced. Turn up your arrogant. Turn up your selfish behaviors. They want you to push all the bad. They want someone to get all into your obsessions. Be it wealth, power, dominance. Whatever it is you like that's not good for you, they want you to push it. They want you to turn up for it. Whenever they have something that's an uncontrollable desire for something that you cannot control, they want you to reach for it. They want you to try to rule it. That is a jinn-like behavior because they want us to forget that we're a special creation. We're a special creation from Allah. So this insanity. Let's go back. It means more than just mankind. It means to become familiar. He has made us tribes. It means social. We're to be communities. For us here today, we are to be ummah. This means we are to have all it takes to have that life. The life, the proper amount of life that we're supposed to have for us to function. To be stable, not to be rigid. To have, you know, the right amount of spirit. This word also means to have feelings of warmth and affection and love. In the report of Hadith of Muhammad, he said, Allah says to love someone for Allah's sake. He also said, none of you have faith until you, I am more beloved to him than his children, his father, and all the people. Now, I bring these up because our model human being is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are told by Allah and instructed by Allah. He was instructed Muhammad to tell them, I am but a mortal man like all of you. He is just like all of us here in our organic makeup. He was not beamed down. He was not, he just like all of us. But he is everything that creation of the model human being is meant to be. Allah also says, there has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah excellent pattern. The point being for us, Allah is telling us our creation is a special creation. And when you think about that special creation, we think about, you know, being inside of the wombs. And I did not go into that, but we know that we have that impressible natures that are on display for the world today. That's what's getting us. They seek out all these impressionable people, all the children, all those that are undereducated, and they sit there and they try to be impressionable. They do things just to get them to think the way they want them to think. And they push what they want them to push. And if they can push them away from having the right balance in life, then they're winning. They can control their passions. You know, there's nothing wrong with having passion. If it was, Allah would never create it. Allah doesn't need to create something to trap us. He's not that small. He doesn't need something to make sure, oh, I know this to get him. He's Akbar. He's bigger than that. You know, Allah says, and to the final messenger, Muhammad, in the sacred hadith, Qudsi, he says, when Allah decreed the creation, he pledged himself in writing in his book that he laid down on him, my mercy prevails over my wrath. He's going to be merciful. He obligated himself to be Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. In that mercy is a womb. The womb is mercy. Safety is inside of that womb. Water is inside of that womb. And the sisters, you know, I tell you better than this, there's water inside of the womb for the baby. There's no danger and no setup in being a human being Allah created you to be. Learning to live with that rational way of thinking and not to being overcome by the passions that led to uncontrollable outcomes is what we have to work on. Some of these events going on will not have a happy ending. We already know that. And I'm not a doom and gloom type guy. My personality type is idealist. I look for the good in things. But I already know from my years on earth, some of these things are not going to be nice when it crashes. But some of these gin-like behaviors that these people have taken on have led them to straight shaitan status. And they need to be treated like that. This is why we ask for the refuge. When our thoughts get bad or something goes on, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, because sometimes we are the ones that need to be protected from that jinn nature against us, and sometimes we are the ones that need to be protected from that jinn nature inside of us. We do not want nothing to creep inside of our lives that have us breaking down, be it our thoughts, our actions, our words, whatever it is to protect us from shaitan. It doesn't just mean, like I said, to protect the shaitan out there. Sometimes it's the shaitan in here. Brothers and sisters, out in the kibbah, when I mention water, you know, we don't have a holy water. I know they say Zamzam's holy, but we don't say Zamzam's holy. We say it's a blessing. But it is also understand that for us who are created to be what we're supposed to be, we must understand that, you know, we shouldn't be like the movie, you know, fire hot, fire burn, you know, fire good. Fire can be very good if we use it the right way, if we understand it the right way, use it for what it's used properly for. Our creation wasn't just a physical body. That is the vessel to hold the creation. We understand that, but we understand that the importance of what Allah is telling us about the creation, and I'll mention this while we're here about Adam. Adam is both the intellect of the creation, you know, that holds the vessel, alayhi salam to Adam. We have to understand about Adam that the intellect of the creation and the vessel that holds the creation. This is why we are rational creatures, but it takes a rational creature to understand that. You know, I am Adam. We are Adam the intellect, and we are Adam as the person, and we are Adam as the community. And let me say this, something that will be, you know, more toward next week. We'll focus more on the, today we focus more on the physical creation of the body. And there's more importance in this because Allah addresses it. In the last report of Hadith of Muhammad, when the funeral procession was moving toward by, and he stood up, and he would never stand up for a lot of things. And they asked him, why would you stand up? And he said, because that physical body never disobeyed. And Imam Muhammad taught us that the body is the first Muslim because it was created in obedience and it lived in obedience. This is the point we must make today, that we have been given something that's already in obedience to Allah. All we have to do is get in line with that. All we have to get in line with that and have to take control over ourselves and come to grips with it. And we are all born of the same nature, and it's the circumstances that we allow to determine whether we're going to stay human or become jinn. Now, inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praises do. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. Please remember.